In Mexico, the price of cilantro has soared to unprecedented highs. And that's a problem because cilantro is essential to Mexican cuisine. Emily Green reports from Mexico City.
Go to any taco stand in Mexico, and you will find three condiments: limes, onions, and cilantro. Carmen Ariola sells tacos on a busy street in Mexico City. Except now, she isn't putting cilantro on her tacos.
Cilantro está por los cielos. Ahorita es muy carísimo el cilantro.
The price of cilantro is through the roof right now, she says. A bundle of cilantro that used to cost around $7 is now nearly $30.
Para mí es la primera vez que yo lo veo tan elevado.
She says she has never seen the price so high before. I visit my local market to find out more.
Así, con ese o otro poco más.
Señora Norma Bautista runs a vegetable stand. She says the price increase is a product of the drought and heat waves sweeping the country. But it really spiked in Mexico City after heavy rains and hail drowned the crop, creating a shortage.
Más la lluvia con el calor.
It was the rains plus the heat wave, she says. Climate change. That's why the price of cilantro is so high. Still, she says, people keep buying. In the Mexican diet, cilantro is central to everything, she says, along with avocados, lime, tomato, and onion. I should add here, not everyone likes cilantro. There are an unfortunate subset of people who think it tastes like soap, including a few of my family members, but they are in the minority. At a food stand in the market, I asked Guillermo Flores his thoughts on life without cilantro. He's a doctor and eating lunch at one of the stalls.
No tiene el mismo sabor.
Food doesn't taste the same, he says.
Un taco sin cilantro casi no vale la pena.
Is a taco without cilantro even worth it, I ask.
Híjole, pues no lo comemos por necesidad, pero no es ya.
Uf, he says. We eat them out of necessity, but they're not really tasty. And there you have it. Life without cilantro just isn't as good. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green in Mexico City.